The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Since we talked a little bit of it, styles make the fight. What's your draw? Who you getting? Who you playing in the first round? You know, all those things. That'll come into play. But the idea that they can't win a first round game is folly. They absolutely can win a first-round game. Seeing it up close. And they can play different styles if they need to.
Correct.
Don't think for a second that if they need to hand it to Brian Robinson and play, they can't. They can.
Yeah.
And opportunistic on defense. You get a couple takeaways in the playoffs, somebody gets sent home. So I agree totally on that one. This isn't just you and me talking and being a cockeyed optimist. I've seen Washington up close. They can win a first-round playoff game. Obviously, it depends on who you draw. But the idea that they can't, no, I'll fight you on that one. They can.
And look, I don't want to get my ass whooped by Charles Davis. So look, I think the Commanders can win a first-round playoff game as well. It's G&D right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 6:30. Programming note. Coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our pal Ben Standig of The Athletic. We'll get his opinion on this news we just got. Practice report coming out today for Washington ahead of their game against Atlanta on Sunday. And there are a bunch of DNPs on here for the second consecutive day. Wednesday, Washington treated as a walkthrough. It really was Tuesday status because they had their walkthrough on Tuesday, but they listed it as Wednesday status. DNPs today that we all really are geeked up over. Marshawn Lattimore, second straight day of him being a DNP. I still don't know, and maybe Darius or Max, you can surf the internet for this as I try to as well. I don't know what is going on with Lattimore's hamstring. Do we know if it's the same hamstring he injured beforehand? So that's the big mystery out there. What hamstring is it? Being a DNP on a Thursday, I would have to think his status is in serious doubt coming up Sunday. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist. It's just being real. He was a DNP. Deami Brown, a DNP for the second straight day. He's also dealing with a hamstring. That's the one that really, honestly, I get concerned over too. One huge catch that he had Sunday. Washington in the shadow of their own end zone. Jaden Daniels throws an absolute dime to Deami Brown. And I love the toughness Deami showed, man. He was going back and forth with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I loved it. Not having him would be big as well when you already consider the attrition Washington's dealing with at that position. Another DNP, Marcus Mariota. Non-injury related. They're calling it a personal thing. And I know you all are waiting for me to jump off the top rope and say, see, I told you so. This is why you shouldn't have signed the guy. But no. Like I said, I'm a man first. I was wrong about Marcus Mariota. Curious to know what's keeping him out of practice the last couple of days. Tyler Owens, the DNP with an ankle. Here's another very interesting one. Andrew Wiley, second consecutive day of being a DNP with a groin injury. If you remember, Cornelius Lucas finished that football game on Sunday, and a lot of folks on Eagles Twitter thought he false started. He did, but they didn't call it. So rather be lucky than good. I'll say this. Wiley, despite popular belief, is the better overall tackle. He's the more athletic guy and is able to get out in the space in the screen game better than Lucas is. But in pure pass protection situations, you bet your ass Cornelius Lucas is the better tackle. So not really sweating that too much if Wiley can't go. What I do worry about is the depth. Could you all tell me who the swing tackle is right now for the Commanders? If Wiley has to miss, who would be next up? I hope it's not Chris Paul playing left tackle or right tackle. We don't need that. There's somebody on the practice squad. They signed a veteran to the practice squad. I think it was Bobby Hart that they signed to the practice squad a couple of weeks ago. I think he would be that guy if Andrew Wiley couldn't go, as he's a DNP for the second straight day with a groin injury. Cleveland Farrell upgraded. He was a DNP Tuesday, listed as limited today. He's got that knee injury that he's been dealing with all season long. And then there's another big one, Terry McLaurin, officially a DNP on Tuesday, limited today. I mean, Terry would have to, you'd have to cut that ankle off before he doesn't play Sunday in a clinching situation. I think he'll be on deck for Washington. Zach Ertz, listed as a DNP Tuesday with a shoulder, was a full participant today. Dante Fowler, listed with a groin, has been a full participant the past 2 days. And here's the big one. Here's the big one that all gets us geeked up. Jonathan Allen, second straight day as a full participant. And it seems like, and don't quote me on this, but based on conversations I've had with some folks and based on the tone in which Dan Quinn talks about it, feels like Jonathan Allen is very close to making his return to the lineup Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, and boy, could they use him. So once again, no Marshon Lattimore today in practice, no Jordan McGee in practice today, no Andrew Wiley. Terry was limited. John Allen, though, a full participant. Phone lines are full. If you're trying to get in, keep calling. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. What did you learn?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or did Sunday, rather, change your opinion at all on the Washington Commanders after their big-time win against the Philadelphia Eagles? Let's go out to the 757. Paulie, what's tapping? What's going on, bro, man? Happy holidays to you.
L to the W, man. Happy holidays, man.
Yes, sir.
Let me tap in on everything you're speaking on real quick before you start jumping all over me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Bumps.
Number one, NFL didn't take over Christmas Day. It was still the NBA's day, man. All the games was outstanding. All the stars showed up to play. The NFL games was lackluster and kind of sloppy, you know, like you would see on Thursday nights. So I think it was still a success for the NBA. You know what I mean? We just had a little – it was a parlay's king's day.
I was about to say, look, you're just happy because you're just happy because your Knicks won.
Hey, even if the Knicks didn't win, they still sold out. Wimby sold out. Yeah. Everybody – all the stars sold out on the NBA, and the games was good. So it was still – it was a success to me. The NFL is the NFL, but the NBA did their thing. It's always going to be the NBA day. All right. Two, Linnell, you are no longer allowed on the bandwagon, man. You can jog behind it. I told you when you picked us to lose against Tennessee, don't do it, Linnell, or I'm going to have to kick you off. So right now you're jogging behind the bus. We might open up the emergency door to let you in
okay.
at some point. But right now, you're jogging behind.
And that's fine. Right? You know, y'all, the way y'all call me fat on a routine basis, maybe I need to be jogging. Ain't that something?
Hey, number two, man, I'm going to say this. It didn't change my opinion because my opinion of my team has always been the same. And I agreed with you. I said they're average team. But like you said, we wasn't saying that in a negative way.
Right.
I was saying it in a way where they hadn't put it all together yet. And a win like Sunday could have springboarded us to putting it together. But I'll say this about that game. People want to say, oh, we finally got that statement win. No. It wasn't a statement
okay.
win.
That's interesting here.
It was a game that we needed to win, and we went out there and won. It wasn't a statement win. Because their quarterback got hurt and they was up 14-0. The only person who made a statement in that game was Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Daniels made a statement as I really am here. I really have arrived in this league. I'm 1% of 1%, as Fred Smoot would say. You know what I mean? So Daniels made a statement as a player. We didn't make a real statement as a team. We won a game that we needed to win, and once their quarterback went out, we should have won.
For sure. Right?
Now I'm also say this.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, we got to wrap it up.
Not the defense. Mm-hmm. All right, my worries is not the defense. I'm good with. I know what the defense is. I know what the defense is capable of. They're capable of getting stops here and there and forcing field goals here and there and getting a couple turnovers. But they're not going to be the 85 Bears or a dominant defense.
For sure.
The team rests on the offense. The offense has to be more consistent and more efficient. And the problem with the running game is, I believe, is like teams know what our running game is. We need to get some more under center running game with some tight ends as lead blockers or in motion or whatever. We need to switch it up a little bit more in the running game other than trying to run out of the shotgun all the time.
For sure. And I think Cliff described it earlier today, and I appreciate the call, Paulie, as paralysis by analysis, talking about the deficiencies Washington's having right now in the run game. Paulie brings up a good point. If you go back the past couple of weeks, it really has been a while since they've had a super efficient day on the ground. And I think you got to go back to that Tennessee game. And before that, Dallas, it wasn't very efficient on the ground. Philly, the week before, wasn't very efficient on the ground. So it's something to look at. 1-800-636-1067. Does Sunday's win make you look at the Commanders any differently? Tony is in Maryland. What's up, Tony?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, real quick. I'm old school. I grew up rooting for your counterpart, Doc, and Riggins, and Fisher, and Sonny, and Billy, and Pat Fisher, and Charlie Taylor, and Larry Brown. And you are exactly right. It was easy in the 90s when it was easily said we had great teams because we were well-rounded.
Yeah.
And we would go out week in and week out and either put up a defensive smash-mouth game or we're 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So back then, we were great teams. I agree with you in one area of, yes, we may be a tick above average football team. What I was talking about earlier to, I think it was your producer, mm-hmm. is we need to do this week in and week out. I can't have us beat Philly and then come out against Atlanta and lay an egg. I have to see consistency before I bump them up to the great teams.
For sure. And Tony, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. I think we're right there. And as far as Jaden Daniels is concerned, that young man, I'm telling you, he is so composed, and you are right on one thing. For some reason, 2 minutes left to go, a minute 30 in the go, and we're down, I have almost complete confidence that he's going to get the game back. It is a mind-changing, and I'm with you. I called 8 or 9 wins at the beginning of the year because of, like that last caller, all the call-ins.
Yeah.
But as far as the Eagles game, you know, you make your own luck on the field. And I'll tell you, I still think, what was his name, Wilson, the fast wide receiver that dropped the ball coming across the middle? I firmly believe.
Oh, Devontae Smith is who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, partner. I think he was looking for where is Chin lurking and where is Lulu lurking.
For sure.
Because
I would be too, Tony, and I appreciate the call, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. Tony makes a great point. Anybody that's on Devontae Smith for dropping the ball, I mean, it's a head-hunting defense. I'm proud to call this a head-hunting defense because that is what the hell they do. Let's go to Ray and Bemo. What's going on, brother, man? Happy holidays to you, Ray.
See, man, I ain't called you in a while, right?
I know. It's been a minute.
But when you said, and I've been listening to you, and I rock with you, man, 100%. But when you said what you said about no other quarterback doing what Jaden is doing, you know what I was going. I said, nah, and I got y'all on speed dial. So I call it because I love Jaden, you know, but don't change and be objective, please. Because at the end of the day, don't let these fans punk you. Be objective. You know what I mean? Because here's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need, you know, fans. We can't have everybody on the station be a homer. You know what I mean? We got to have this person that's going to be objective about what's going on. Now, coming up this Sunday, because there have been the young and the restless when it comes to the fan base being flip-flopping, y'all flip-flopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the nuance of the season. So I'm going to say this as I hang up the phone. Mm-hmm. People need to not sleep on what's going to happen on Sunday night because that team is playing for the fourth seed. You know, you got Michael Penix Jr. that's starting to feel himself. You got to worry about Bijan Robinson and whether or not that tight end or that wide receiver core is going to show up, because the bottom line is the Falcons is hungry. They're playing for a playoff spot just like the Commanders are playing for a playoff spot. So it's essentially is already the play-in de facto playoff game. So please, y'all, Commanders fans, Skins fans, whatever, show up.
Got to.
And please show up and root for this team. I'll talk to you next time, Playboy.
Hey, Ray, I appreciate you as always, man. If you can't tell by Ray's accent, he's from Baltimore, and he is a part of Ravens' flock, but he rocks with the youngest. It's interesting to hear the perspective of fans and different fan bases. I feel like I take pride in being objective about this group. That's why there are a couple of you on hold right now that are ready to chew my ass out. But after the loss against Dallas, you can't blame me for putting a fork in this football team. It was a bad loss. Let's keep the main thing, though. 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders with a big-time win Sunday over Philadelphia. Does Sunday's win make you look at Washington any differently here with two games left to go? Let's go to Butch out in Ashburn. What's going on, Butch?
Hey, how you doing, man? Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, brother.
The team out there. Yeah, I don't feel that much different about who they are. I mean, I see the potential from the first game on and now, and the growth, maturity, and I'm beyond ecstatic how things are going now. I thought they would win that game. No, I did not think that they would have five turnovers.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the main players and a couple of fumbles and what have you. But they showed me a lot of guts. Not that I didn't see that beforehand, but they showed me a lot of determination, guts, and all that comes with that. And not just Jalen and all the so-called supporting cast, but the coaches have done a hell of a job from top to bottom.
Totally.
So if they went hypothetically went five and whatever, I would still be happy because of the fact that they got a real owner that cares, the right people in the right place in regards to how you build a championship football team, how you know where at the time the Redskins were built. And what they were doing, you know, back in the 80s, late 80s, and the early 90s. So, to answer your question, no, I'm ecstatic. You know, if hopefully they'll go in this upcoming Sunday and take care of business and don't have a fall off.
I'm about to say it would be the dawn of a new era, Butch. And I appreciate the call. If Washington doesn't lose Sunday in Atlanta, I feel like there is that sector of the fan base that's like me. I suffer a little bit from SLS, as I like to call it. Scoring lover syndrome. We've been here before. We've seen teams of the past not handle the prosperity properly, and we worry that this group isn't.
Our most recent example, that Sunday, that Giants game, they got flexed to Sunday Night Football. It was We came off of, didn't we have a tie against them?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a bye week. And then, boom, we have this big game against the Giants, playoff spot on the line,
yep.
and we come up short. Like, those are the kinds of moments where this franchise has previously been scorned and this fan base is not sure how to handle it. I get it.
And look, exactly, and Darius put it beautifully. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. I know there's a sector of you out there that are going to jump down people's throats and say, oh, it's a new team, it's a new team. Yes, but when you've seen the same thing happen over and over and over again, it's hard not to feel like history is going to repeat itself. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll continue to take your calls. Does Sunday's win make you look at the Commanders any differently? Plus, I'll tell you the number one thing I learned about Washington after Sunday's win against Philadelphia. Your call's next.